many of you love the little brown nuggets? I know you can't read the label from here. Called bacon bits. You know, we put them on our salads. Yeah, Tommy, he's back there going crazy. He's ready to have some. We put them on our salads, on our baked potatoes, don't we? And they're good. They're pretty tasty. But at the same time, we probably wouldn't put several whole strips of bacon on our salad or on our potato. That would just be too heavy, wouldn't it? Kind of overpower what we were trying to eat. We want to be able to enjoy all the flavors of the salad or the baked potato. The problem is we have that same mentality with the Bible. What are you talking about? Well, we just want to use some bits and pieces from this. We don't want to look at the whole thing. We don't want to take on the whole thing. We just want the parts that taste good. Or in other words, we just want enough to add a little flavor to our bland lives. We don't want to deal with the whole thing. For example, like Ephesians 2:8-9, the first part of our verse, where it says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the results of works, so that no one may boast." We think, well, that's okay. That tastes pretty good. It means that God loves us and He saved us. We can deal with that. Not too heavy, you know. Same with John 3:16 that says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son so that everyone who believes in Him may not perish but may have eternal life." Again, this gives us a good feeling inside, doesn't it? And we think, well, we can deal with that. Yeah, it gives us a good flavoring of the Bible without being too heavy, without being too demanding on our lives. But what about the other scriptures in the Bible? What about the other part of our scripture for today, Ephesians 2:10, that says, "For we are what He has made us, created in Christ Jesus, for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life." Oh boy, we start listening to that. To be our way of life. Oh, we don't want this to be our way of life. That's too heavy. That's too much to deal with, isn't it? It's too strong. After all, we want to be able to enjoy all the flavors of life, right? We don't want the Bible to become overpowering in our life. Finally, what about Matthew 28:19-20? Which, by the way, is the Great Commission to the church, which is you and I. It says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you." Oh, we look at that and we go, "Preacher, that's just a little too much. You know, now you're really wanting us to take on some serious scripture here. That's heavy." You know, it's easy to take the easy stuff, isn't it? The feel-good stuff. But the heavy stuff, it's like, I don't know, that's kind of heavy. That's kind of heavy. It's a little too strong. That's like taking on the whole package. You know, that's like taking on the whole thing. And, preacher, that's just a little more than we can stomach. Too strong. Well, folks, the whole point to all this mess is that God is calling us to take on the whole package. We can't pick and choose what we're going to believe and follow in this. We can't just believe in the feel-good stuff and ignore the rest. He said, "What do you mean ignore the rest? I read it all." Well, you know what I'm talking about. When we read the Bible, sometimes we do it like this, and I'm going to read our scripture again. "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." We highlight the good stuff, the easy stuff, the stuff that makes us feel good. And we kind of mumble through the hard stuff. We don't really want to admit it's there. Or maybe we just ignore it altogether. Maybe we don't read the hard stuff sometimes. Maybe we get down so far in the scripture and we go, "Oh, that doesn't look good down there. I don't want to read it. I might have to do it." Maybe we look at the heavy stuff, the hard stuff, and we say, "Well, you know, maybe that's an option. Maybe that's for people like preachers and all who just love to read this Bible all the time and follow this Bible. Maybe that's for, you know, those special Christians that just like to really get into the Bible, you know, but it's kind of an option. We don't all have to really do that." Well, The Ten Commandments are just that. They're commandments. They're not the Ten Suggestions, as many people think. Same thing for the two commandments that Christ gave us in the New Testament. Love your God before all other, and love your neighbor as yourself. There are no options here. Everything is connected or related to each other. You can't just go out and say, well, I love my God before all other, but I don't want to get involved in my neighbor's problems. And if I might digress for just a minute, neighbors in this case means your next door neighbors, your cross the street's neighbors, your neighbors in your neighborhood. It also means your neighbors in your community, in your country, the worldly neighbors. But we can't love God without loving our neighbor. They go together. They have to. There's no options in the Bible. Everything is connected. Everything is related. So we just can't do bits and pieces of it. We can't just pick and choose from the Bible. Well, I like that, so I'm going to follow that, but I don't like this other part over there, so I'm just going to pretend it's not there. God commands us to take the whole Bible. Look at it this way. To live as Christians, we must live by the whole Bible. If we are living by anything less, we're falling short of the glory of God. It's just that simple. We may be doing real good in some areas, you know, in our Christian walk. But if there's other areas that we're trying to ignore or pretend that it's not there or just pretend it's an option or whatever, we're in trouble. You may be thinking, okay, preacher, what's the bottom line here? Cut to the chase. Get through the bull. Okay. The bottom line is this. You can't just come and study the Word. You've got to go out and teach it. You can't just come here and praise the Word on Sunday mornings. You've got to go out and preach it. You can't just follow Christ. You've got to lead other people to Him. You can't just come and sit in your pew and wait for something to happen. You've got to go out and find out where Christ is in the world and make it happen. Be in partnership with Him in discipleship. That's what He's calling us to do. Christ wants you to fully participate in all that He is doing. In other words, if we are living by bacon bit belief, as we'll call it, then we are not being real disciples of Christ. We're just giving ourselves a little flavor of it. You know, it tastes good. We're doing some good things, but we're not truly living as disciples of Christ. If we are giving God only bacon bit pieces of our lives to deal with, then we haven't fully given ourselves over to God. Anything less than giving Him our full lives and our full belief in His Word is going to mean that we won't make the cut at judgment time. That simple. What's in this jar is imitation. It's not even real bacon. Still tastes pretty good. But it's fake. Do you really want your life to be nothing more than bits and pieces of discipleship? Or an imitation discipleship? Or do you want to be the real thing? True disciples of Christ. Folks, this season, we're in the middle of Lent season. We're getting close to the end. Palm Sunday is next Sunday. And the tradition of Lent season is you're supposed to give something up in order to prepare yourselves, heart, mind, and soul, for the Easter season that's approaching fast. I can't think of a better thing to give up than if you've been harboring a bacon bit belief, or you've been giving God a bacon bit amount of your life to deal with, I can't think of a better thing to come down here to the altar today when you're having communion and give up than is that bacon bit belief. Throw it out of here. Get rid of it. Ask God to come into your heart fully and ask Him to help you to accept all of His Word fully. Folks, I don't know what's going to happen out in this world. There's lots of scary things going on. And I don't know if God gave me this sermon to prepare us to get our attention or what. But I know He's been giving us a lot of wake-up calls lately. It started with 911, and it just seems like there's one thing after another. He's trying to get our attention. Now, I'm not trying to be a predictionist here or a prophet or anything like that. I don't claim to know the future. But we definitely live in uncertain times. I think we can all agree to that. And I think we need to begin to heed God's warning to get our act together. Some of us are okay. Some of us are still hanging on to the bacon bit belief that we grew up on. And if we're doing that, we need to give it up. We need to ask God to take over our whole lives. We need to ask God to help us to accept all that He's written in here for. Just get rid of it. And then start believing and living the whole world, the whole word of Jesus Christ, not just the bits and pieces. Will you pray with me?